All radio stations pay yearly fees to music licensing organizations. The groups then distribute the funds to musicians and songwriters based on how much airplay they get. When stations began streaming their on-air signals over the internet, the music industry wanted to add an additional fee. The fees are such that smaller broadcasters say they would not be able to afford them. Some internet-only broadcasters say the fees will drive them out of business completely. To protest the fees, many stations around the country stopped streaming audio today, either by going silent or streaming a continuous message explaining the issue. One station that stopped streaming is WSUM-FM, the college station at UW-Madison. General Manager Dave Black says the recording industry is pushing too hard on broadcasters.
We think we're being unfairly punished to have to pay royalties to songwriters for stuff that's played on the radio and then turn around and pay the recording industry for streaming things on the net. It's a double jeopardy situation, and we don't think it's fair.
Black says the recording industry has convinced Congress and the Copyright Office that internet streaming is hurting the music industry. They claim people can make perfect copies of music off the internet streams, and then they don't buy CDs. WSUM's Black also says the music industry is asking stations to identify the people listening to the internet streams, which he regards as unreasonable. He says university officials have supported the station's action since they recognize the online broadcast as a way to stay connected to university alumni who live elsewhere. WMSE in Milwaukee is also taking part in today's protest. Randall Davidson, Wisconsin Public Radio.